So if you would turn in your Bibles to the book of Joshua with me, won't be that long. I want to definitely give us some sweet time, ample time for prayer. But if you could go to the book of Joshua with me, Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3 as we get ready for our week of winter revival. Joshua chapter 3. Again, I will seek to be brief here. And beginning in verse 1. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim, and came to Jordan, and he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. In verse 5 is our text. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Father, would you take just this little time we have here as we reflect upon this verse going into our prayer time. Will you remind us, Lord, of the importance of setting ourselves apart in preparation for this great week of revival. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. What a monumental time we have here. The crossing of the Jordan River, which again is typical and in the Word of God as going into victory. It's not a picture of going into heaven. Canaan land is a picture of the victorious Christian life. And so here they are, ready to cross. And here they are waiting upon the green light. And as they were just told by the priest on when to go and given the direction how to go, one of the things Joshua stepped up and said, look, one of the first things you need to do is sanctify yourselves. Now, there's several things I could say about that tonight, but you know, it didn't say sanctify your neighbor. sanctify your spouse, sanctify your child. No, he says, sanctify yourselves. And what does that mean? I believe it can mean many things, but if you want to take the general concept, it is this. All right, it is time to set yourselves apart for something wonderful. It is time for you to set yourself apart in preparation for something mighty. Because look what Joshua said. He said, for tomorrow the Lord will do what, church? Say it loudly, please. Wonders. Wonders. God's going to do a miracle. And he said, listen, and if you want to see God do some miracles, show yourselves to be serious and do some sanctifying work to your own heart. Set yourself apart for this great and mighty miracle that God will do. Because get this, it will be the Lord. Nobody will get glory. Nobody will get credit for the miracles that God will do. We just get to be a part of it. I don't need to sanctify myself to be more righteous before God. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about I need to sanctify myself to be saved. No, we're not even going there. This is right here. I believe it boils down to this. This sanctification is talking about being used of the Lord. And folks, I don't know about you, but I believe God wants to use us to bring about a great revival even in this church. The people sitting in this room tonight and people that couldn't make it for whatever reason, the people of Crooked Creek, God wants to do wonders among us. But it's going to take us sanctifying ourselves. You remember the chalk illustration, taking the chalk, drawing it around you, praying, Lord, revive everything within this circle. As there is a sanctifying ourselves before the Lord, how can we sanctify ourselves? Well, there's several practical ways. One of the ways is that we've made an avenue for is prayer. Prayer tonight. Prayer tomorrow night, meeting at one of the prayer cottages there. Cottage prayer meetings. And just being able to meet together and pray. You say, well, Pastor, I can't make that prayer meeting. Well, just call it right in your own home. I'm not here to make anybody feel guilty. I understand schedules, folks. But the point is that we need to set ourselves apart. No, let's put that game away. Let's put this show away. Let's put this movie away. Let's set ourselves apart from that to just imagine and believe what God is about to do in our lives. This is something I want you to pray with me, church. I'm praying that next week God would allow us to see 15 first-time visitors. 15. I'm not talking about people. I hope we have revisitors. I hope we have visitors that come, our friends. I'm not going to shun them. But folks, I believe we should make a focus next week on asking people to come that have never even been to our church. First-time visitors, would you pray with me that God would do a wonder in that? Lost co-workers, lost neighbors. Listen, we're going to try to make a push to get them out this week. We talked about being good stewards, I want to be good stewards, if I can put it like this, of the coffee evangelistic team. God has blessed us with this team that is just so talented and gifted with music. They're filled with God's Spirit. Brother Aaron is a servant of the Lord. He's a preacher. They're going to come and they're going to pour themselves into our church that whole week for the glory of God. They're going to pour themselves. And I believe as a church, we can be good stewards by doing our best to invest in that week, by being here ourselves, our families, setting ourselves apart for that week, but also making it a point to get visitors. To get folks to come. Friday night will be one of the best nights, one of the best nights, not the only night, but one of the best nights to bring one of your visitors. It will be our Irish concert night. And they play sacred Irish music, and it will be phenomenal. It will be an encouragement. They will have an Irish concert, and then following the Irish concert, Brother Aaron will preach a very simple, pure gospel message. And that is an opportunity for us to be a good steward of the gift of the evangelist and a week like that, in an event like that, to see God do some wonders. Amen? God is wanting to do wonders, just like He was going to get them across the Jordan. He was going to separate the water. He was going to bring them into a land of victory. But look what He said to them. He said, sanctify yourselves. And tonight we'll do that. Each day we'll do that, saying, Lord, set us apart. Help me to set myself apart. God, that I can have a focus on what You want to do in my life. I know I need it. I'm asking the Lord, as the pastor of Crooked Creek Baptist Church, I'm saying, Lord, please, please deal with me. I believe God has helped us, has He not? And especially this past month, I have sensed in my own heart, and I've sensed in the church, we've asked God to open us up. And I believe the Lord is opening us up to be very honest and to say, God, these are some areas we need help. We call out to You to do a miraculous work, setting ourselves apart for prayer, setting ourselves apart for attendance, and setting ourselves apart to invite and to bring folks in, and to making sure our heart is pure before the Lord, that we would not want to do anything that would hinder the work of God. I ask that we'd be very honest in that and saying, Lord, this week You're blessing us with a team that is coming in. Lord, there's going to be a lot of investments made. Please don't let there be anything in my life that would hinder the work of God that week, that would hinder the Holy Spirit. And the best way that you can take care of that is just between you and God, and just say, Lord, or if you have an ought against another, get that right before we go into this week, because we do not want anything hindering this work of God. I'm going to read that verse one more time, and then we'll close. Let's look there together. Let's read it together. Joshua chapter 3, verse number 5. Let's read it together. "And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Father, thank you for this verse. We believe that you are wanting to do wonders. I believe we'll see miracles next week, God. I believe you're going to do it. We're trusting you, Lord. We're looking to you. But even tonight, Lord, would you help us to do inventory? Help us to do inventory of our own lives, of our own hearts, and to see if we have truly separated ourselves unto you, for you to use us to bring about the wonders that you desire. Oh God, we love you. We thank you for first loving us. We commit ourselves to you wholeheartedly. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.